Welcome to the Timely Beaver for August 7th, 2005. Today's show, we have stories from the Clackamas River, the Aristocrats, and the first viewing of this bus mural. Now, bump it!
Hey everyone, welcome to another edition of the Timely Beaver. Here with you today is Ted, but there are plenty of other guests on today's show. Hey, can I say it's been an awesome week in Portland. Last time I talked to you, it was, I believe, Thursday, 100-degree day. Awesome weather. Today, no different. It was probably only about 88, 90 today, but still great weather all in all. Perfect of time to take advantage of nature's wonders that sit around you. We went off today. Well, let me give you a recap, actually, of the weekend. Since this, I just got home, I have not been home since 7 o'clock on Friday night. It is now 12:45 a.m. in the morning on Sunday. I haven't been home, I guess, for 28 and a half hours. So it was a good time out. So I left here and met Aaron, Mike, Sam, and Emily. We all met down at the Laurelwood Brewery Pub House in off 23rd Street in Portland. Great time. Had some dinner there, drank some beers. Then we went back to Sam's place. She lives kind of close to the Crystal Ballroom in downtown Portland. And we hung out there. We went to skateboard bowling last night. Yes, we found a little school park and we decided to hang out, drink some beers, and as the beers got emptied, we set them up as bowling pins. We had Aaron's longboard, which he got for his birthday on the 3rd. And wow, can I say that's a lot of fun. I haven't been skateboarding in a long time because I ended up breaking both my arms. I broke my right hand and both the radius and the ulna on my left hand, and I broke the tibia in my right foot. So therefore, it was like first time I've been on a skateboard since 98, but it was fun. Good time. Skateboard bowling, never better. And don't worry if bottles broke. We did pick up all the shards, so nothing was left over. And that was fun. And then we all crashed out at Sam's place. And from there, we went over to the Roxy, which is also, it's in downtown. But great breakfast. That was like, oh, I had the, what was it? It was the French toast with all the fixins. Everyone else had some other stuff, and it just looked damn tasty. So that was fun. Now, then after that, we went back to Sam's place, got everything squared away, and Sam, Samara, Aaron, and Mike and I met up with Emily back at Mike's place, and from there we went to the Clackamas River. And I've never been to the Clackamas. I've driven over it, but never actually been to it. Awesome river. I mean, it was clean, nice. It was a little colder than where we usually, what lake we usually go swimming, but it was a lot of fun. We went out there, and there's some bridges over the river from an old train that they used to have there, but they took off the tracks and all that stuff. But the bridge still hangs over. But the bridge is up. The bottom of the bridge hangs 45, 50 feet over the water. And there's these kids. I mean, I won't call them kids. They were more like 18, 20-year-olds. And they would actually jump off this thing. And the river had to be at max 20 feet deep in its center most part. But, I mean, there was these few daredevils who were jumping off. They even went up a little higher. So I'm guessing they were probably going a good 60 feet at that point. And then some other kids brought over this. They had this cool contraption. It's basically was like surfing in the little rapid portion of the river. But what they did is they hooked it to a tree about 40 feet upstream. And so it just hung them in the rapids. So they could just surf on this board in the rapids. And it was cool. They were just like, you know, not doing anything too fancy, bobbing up and down, shifting right and left. But, you know, it looked like a lot of fun. And some other kids, according to Aaron, who's been there a few times, bring out this rope and just, like, hanging in the center of that railroad bridge that kids were jumping off of. And he said, yeah, they just pull it back. It's about almost the exact, he said, it hangs about 5 feet off the water at its lowest point. But they just pull it taut and or tight and drop, and they just do this big swing over underneath the bridge and 5 feet above the water at the lowest point, and then just jump off and bail into the river. But oh, good times. And yeah, that just about covers up the weekend. So now let's get into some phone calls we've had. I believe we got this one last night.
What up, Timely Beavers? This is the crew. We just invented a new game. We thought we'd tell you about it. It's called Skateboard Beer Bottle Bowl.
It's Skateboard Beer Bottle Bowl. Oh, yeah.
It's fun. It can only be done in the parking lot of a Catholic school after hours. And watch your toes.
You could get cut, fool.
You get cut, fool?
What, fool?
And that was our own Sam and Aaron calling us from an undisclosed location on Friday night or Saturday morning. And the part right there where Sam mentioned you can get hurt. The main reason she mentioned that is because nobody gets hurt in that game. It's clean, fun, and simple for simple people who have nothing else to do in a Catholic school parking lot after hours. No, she mentioned that because Mike, who you all know from the show, well, Mike played. He fought valiantly against Bullet Skateboarder Ted, who was dodging people off the track, but one thing that happened, which we all didn't think of, is what kind of shoes you wear. And Mike was wearing sandals, which unfortunately don't hold up well against skateboard wheels. And I'm sad to say, and I feel very bad about it, but I ran over Mike's foot, and his toenail got bent, and it wasn't pretty, but luckily his toenail won't fall off. There was a little bit of bloodshed, but for the most part, Mike's a brave man, and he lived through not jumping out of my way. I've learned to possibly in the future jump off the skateboard, but anywho. Mike, this cheers and song is for you, our brave, valiant hero of skateboard beer bottle bowling.
Spent 15 years getting loaded, 15 years of liberates, but I'm not there to do now that he can't drink. The doc said, what did you think about? Bob said, at the point, won't think about nothing. Now I gotta do something else. The passing time of someone traitor's head, got a new identity. 62-1, after she built and a girl rides a scooter, taken out of town. They will get away, ride around as the trucks drive by. You could hear the motherfuckers go. Lines, electric thermosel Joe, he'll be kicking in head to the power-up show. Yeah, Bob's the kind of guy who knows just what. Bob's the kind of guy who knows just what to do when the doctor tells him to. Quit your drinking, now's the time. Will he ever walk the line? To all my friends, I feel just great. But will he ever walk the line? Kicking ass and busting heads, that's his. Once a day he shaves his head, but will he ever walk the line? That damn, but will he ever walk the line? To all my friends, I just feel great, but will he ever walk the line? stupid. Dan.
No, it's okay. I think that's good.
Right on, and that was me and Mike on an improv jam session there, playing NoFX's Bob. Yeah, that was a real fun time. I mean, that was kind of just a one-take deal. Now let's get on to some other stuff. Here we have an actual audio clip, which was recorded earlier today in the bus, Mike's bus, which has now gotten the mural painted, and I believe everything will describe itself.
Coming to you from inside the bus at the moment, when we're taking a look at the mural that the artist has been painting on Mike's bus here. And she's got the rough sketch up and paint on the ceiling, and it looks pretty damn sweet. She's got a lot of neat stuff happening. It'll be really cool to check it out when it's all done. So, but we've done a lot today, as of already. Why don't... Aaron, you want to tell them what we did?
Yeah, okay. Well, I woke up around 12-ish and went out to breakfast at Roxy, and that was really good. And then we went out to the Clackamas River and swam around and drank beer for a bit. And now we're going to barbecue some sausage, so... Oh, yeah, the spot we usually go to has got a bridge that's like 50 feet above the water. There's some crazy-ass people who jump off of there. And then there's sometimes people even tie a rope to it. It's like 45 feet long. And they swing high enough to, like, touch the bridge, which is pretty fucked up. But, yeah, that's about it.
Right on. Hey, Mike, since we're in the bus looking at the mural right now, and there's paper everywhere and everything's covered in sheets, describe this mural that we're looking at here for everyone, since now we're inside. All these months of talking about it, now we're inside.
So what we got going on here is kind of half done. And so what we got going on here is when you walk in, starts off in the front of the bus with the blue sky, the beginning, and it progresses down to this large bat creature.
So, this is looking pretty sweet. In the back we have a big bat with his wings spread out, and he's kind of standing or flying above you in these flames. And underneath the bat, it's kind of like turns into this hellish night scene. All these flames, lightning bolts coming down from the sky as you move towards the front of the bus, and then it kind of comes cloudy and more peaceful and tranquil. And right above the windows, all around the inside, it's kind of she's creating a border, a kind of framing border for the bus with little crests that look like they appear in, or they might be tiny bats. But yeah, this is going to be one kick-ass inside mural when it gets going here.
Did you come and look at it from the angle I was sitting at? There's the ball.
Oh, we got a subliminal penis in the clouds between the lightning bolts.
I guess it's something where you see what you want to see.
No, go sit back there.
Yeah. Got some stars. It's pretty sweet. I wish we had a picture of this. It's a great sketch.
It's very perverted, because if you look at where the shaft is going, it looks like it's going into a woman.
This girl. That girl's going to get it.
It does, doesn't it?
That girl's going to get a big shaft.
Okay, see, you're not the only perverted artist here.
Inside the bus. And the swimming, yeah, man, that was a killer spot on the Clackamas, was it? Clackamas?
Yeah, Clackamas.
Cool.
Yes, Clackamas.
Clackamas River. Now I think we're going to have some barbecue and do some poker.
Annie up.
Any last words?
I only got a nickel. Can't be a big Annie.
I love you, Sam. And now we're doing love. This is our love section. Well, we crest this song. Would you like to hear for your loved one tonight on the KBOG radio?
I want to caress your sweet body long into the night
until you have multiple orgasms. That's what I want to hear. And here is, I'm going to crush your body all night until you have many, many multiple orgasms by the Aaron Brothers.
Oh, I got some final words for you. How come he's so nice and sweet? He says, oh, I love you, Sam. You won't even admit you have a fucking girlfriend.
I tell all the girls that hit on me I do.
You know, Emily, I'll give you some advice here. He needs to be sweet, but you got to be sweet, too.
I am so sweet to him.
I don't know about that. I don't know.
She's sweet to me, I'm sweet to her. When everyone else is around, the sarcasm comes out. I don't know. But let's get back and check on those coals, and let's get this barbecue going. Sausage dogs away!
So the barbecue is awesome. The brats were just tasty as hell. At poker, Aaron was a big winner. He bet big, he won big. He took everyone's money. So tomorrow we're going to go see the Aristocrats. And looking at the site here, thearistocrats.com, to give anyone who doesn't know what the Aristocrats is, it's a very hard movie to find because it is apparently such a vulgar film. But it was done by Penn of Penn and Teller. So Penn put this together, and it's basically, reading straight from the website, it is... The Aristocrats is the joke that is never told in public, a private joke for comedians, so you never have heard it before. It is a secret handshake among comics. It is also the dirtiest joke you will ever hear. The Aristocrats is filthy, vile, disgusting, and hilarious. This film captures over 100 of the world's funniest, most gifted comics, giving the joke in their own interpretation. Or so they put it. If you've never heard it before... Funny site. I'll put a link to it on thetimelybeaver.com. And here is the audio clip from The Aristocrats.
Guy goes into a talent agent's office and says, "The greatest act in the world.
It's a family act."
And the agent goes, "Well, what do you people do?"
The world has changed, you know. Shockability has gone to a whole other level.
I do like to play with people's little danger zones.
And I come out dressed as Hitler in crotchless panties.
I'd like to see that, actually.
And I think you can put people to death for what goes on in the best versions of this joke.
My husband comes out, he bends down.
You know, now that I think back on it, it's probably wrong.
Although the premise is funny.
I remember that I fainted.
It's pretty spectacular. I actually was an aristocrat.
Do it. It's like a dog with three legs. You don't want to look, but you just...
He is completely covered with...
As she blows a smoke ring out of her...
Let me get you that banana.
And then we all drop our drawers and take a huge...
They might have to clean this up for TV.
The Aristocrats.
The Aristocrats.
The Aristocrats.
So looking at their show notes of who was actually in this film, I'm just going to kind of skim through this here. Drew Carey, George Carlin... I mean, there's 100+ people here, but also Andy Dick, oh gosh, Whoopi Goldberg, Gilbert Gottfried. Oh man, there's so many. It's hard to like. Bill Maher, Robin Williams, the Smothers Brothers, Bob Saget, Jon Stewart from The Daily Show, Jeffrey Ross. Andy Richter, Penn and Teller, Jackie the Joke Man Marlin, The Onion editorial staff, Frank Azaria from The Simpsons, and so many more. So it looks like it will be a funny film. And the last MAX train or light rail is going by right now, so I think that's time for me to say goodbye. May your summer nights all be enjoyable, and we will talk to you again soon. The next time we'll be here will probably be on Tuesday or so, whenever I can round everyone up. I was thinking of having maybe Mike will join me for a show Tuesday. And, well, hey, enjoy yourselves. It's summer. Get out there, experience it, and remember to give us a call or give us your feedback, comments, and opinions. Everything's all welcome. your views on films, whatever. Number here is 206-222-BEAV or 2328. You can also write us an email or give us an audio MP3 and send that straight to timelybeaver@gmail.com, and you can check out everything at timelybeaver.com. And my final beer cheers is for all of you.
This has been Timely Beaver number 16, and I hope your tail's wiggling like mine. Ooh, yeah. Next time I get the chance, I am so gonna jump off that bridge. Watch out, Clackamas River. The Timely Beaver is upon you. Later.